I want to preach for just a few moments on this simple title.
Quiero predicar en este título.
Crisscrossed Christianity.
Cristianismo cruzado.
Praise God. Put your Bible down, lift your hands to God. Let's talk to him. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would anoint us. Anoint your people tonight, God. Let your word go forth in power and authority and anointing, Lord. Prepare us, Lord, to enter into the covenant, to the plan, to the purpose that you have prepared for us, oh God. Every life, every home, every family, Lord, I pray that you would bless and prepare us, God, to occupy the land that you have so benevolently given to us, God. And we praise you for it, and we magnify you, and we glorify your name, Lord. For you are great. There's no God beside you or like you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you and honor you, Lord. And everybody say in Jesus' name, God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God. This particular passage of Scripture is an intersection.
Este pasaje particular es una intersección.
In the lives of two great men in Scripture.
En la vida de dos hombres grandes en las Escrituras.
Jacob is the patriarch.
Jacob era el patriarco.
And Joseph is his son.
Y José era su hijo.
Joseph is a man that is born for a season.
José nació una temporada.
He's born prophetically for a specific time in the history of the nation of Israel.
Nació proféticamente para un tiempo específico de la historia de Israel.
Joseph is born to preserve the plan of God and the people of God in Egypt.
José es nacido para preservar el pueblo de Dios en Egipto.
One of these men is a part of a chronological lineage.
Uno de estos nombres es una parte de una linaje cronológico.
Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac y Jacob.
The patriarch represents the linear plan of God.
El patriarca representa el plan lineal de Dios.
The purpose of God in the earth.
El propósito de Dios en la tierra.
Joseph represents one that is born out of due season.
José representa a alguien que está nacido fuera de temporada.
Joseph is a man and a ministry born for a particular moment in history.
José es un hombre y ministerio nacido para un tiempo particular.
We talked about this the previous Wednesday night that I preached on this subject.
Hablamos de esto el miércoles que prediqué.
There's so many things in the life of Joseph that parallel the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Hay tantas cosas en la vida de José que son paralelas a la vida de Jesús.
Joseph has a dream that's given to him by God.
José tiene un sueño que es dado por Dios.
He is chased out of the land of his nativity.
Él es llevado fuera de su tierra donde nació.
He is driven into Egypt by his murderous half-brothers.
Él es llevado a Egipto por sus hermanos que lo quieren matar.
He was sold out by the ones that he was sent to preserve.
Fue vendido por los que fue a salvar.
They would stand by while money was exchanged for his betrayal.
Ellos estaban ahí mientras el dinero fue intercambiado por su traición.
And all the while there are people there who are bartering for his garments.
Y todo ahí están queriendo comprar su vestidura.
He becomes dead to his father.
Se hace muerto.
And he will in the long run be set for the rise and the fall of many in Israel.
Y a lo largo es para levantado y caída de muchos.
God has a plan.
Dios tiene un plan.
And part of God's plan,
y parte del plan de Dios,
is a man that will be like seed dropped into the earth.
Es un hombre como semilla tirado en la tierra.
Like a corn of wheat that falls into the ground and dies.
Como una semilla que se cae en la tierra y se muere.
Without which there will be no fruitfulness.
En la cual si no va a haber fruto.
The survivability of the plan of God.
Para que sobreviva el plan de Dios.
It hinges upon Joseph's ability to buy into what God is doing in his life.
Está en la habilidad de José creer el plan de Dios para su vida.
Joseph will have to forgive his brethren over and over and over again.
José va a tener que perdonar a sus hermanos una y otra vez.
Until the plan of God crystallizes in his mind and heart.
Hasta que el plan de Dios se forme en el corazón de él.
There is a story of Jacob who is the sacrificing father.
Hay una historia de Jacob que es el padre que sacrifica.
He is the patriarch.
Es el patriarco.
And Joseph is the sacrificial son.
Y José es el hijo que se fue sacrificado.
That is sent by God for the preservation of his brethren.
Que fue mandado por Dios para salvar a sus hermanos.
It is a remarkable story.
Es una historia muy asombrante.
When you think about it in terms of biblical pattern.
Cuando la miras en los patrones bíblicos.
Jacob has lived for many years.
Jacob vivió por muchos años.
As his son leaves his house.
Mientras el hijo se va de su casa.
In a place of bereavement and loss.
En un lugar de pérdida y de luto.
He grieves for his wife Rachel.
Estaba de luto por su esposa.
He grieves for his son Joseph.
Él está de luto por su hijo José.
But the entire time that he is grieving,
pero en ese tiempo que estaba de luto,
there is a divine narrative that is playing out in the life of Joseph.
Hay un narrativo divino que Dios está planeando.
And it culminates with the fulfillment of a dream that God gave to him.
Y se junta con el sueño divino que Dios le dio a él.
Now we have all heard the story of Jacob.
Y ya todos he escuchado la historia de Jacob.
If you've been in Sunday school, you've heard the story of how the details play out at Laban's house.
Si has estado en las dominical has escuchado los detalles de Jacob
and the manipulation of his uncle Laban
y la manipulación de su hermano Labán.
The man that we are reading about today is no longer a child. He's no longer a boy.
El hombre en el cual leemos esta historia esta noche ya no es un bebé.
He is an old man.
Ya es un hombre grande.
There's been quite a bit that has happened in his life.
Ha sucedido muchas cosas en su vida.
A lot of details have unfolded in the narrative and the story.
Han habido muchos detalles ya en la historia.
He encountered God at the brook Jabbok.
Encontró a Dios en el río.
Where he wrestled with the angel of the Lord to the breaking of the day.
Donde luchó con el ángel del Señor hasta que se acababa el día.
As you know, he was marked in that wrestling match with God.
Él fue marcado en esa lucha con Dios.
His life was altered, it was changed.
Su vida fue alterada, fue cambiada.
He was marked by God.
Él fue marcado por Dios.
He would always walk with a limp afterward.
Siempre iba a caminar rincando.
He's given a new name and a new identity.
Fue dado un nuevo nombre y nueva identidad.
He's no longer going to be Jacob, but he's going to be called Israel.
Ya no va a ser Jacob, ahora va a ser llamado Israel.
For as a prince, he has wrestled with God and prevailed.
Porque como príncipe luchó con Dios y ganó.
He has watched sons be born and grow up and leave home.
Él ha visto a hijos crecer y irse de su casa.
And he suffered quite a bit in his life.
Y ha sufrido mucho en este punto.
His cherished son, the son born in his old age,
su hijo querido, nacido en de edad,
has been gone for years.
Ya no ha estado en la casa por años.
And there are so many things that they're not concluded. They're not finalized in his life.
Y hay muchas cosas que no están terminadas, no están concluidas en su
vida.
He
has so many unanswered questions.
Tiene muchas preguntas que no tienen respuestas.
For all that he knows, his son has been killed by a wild beast.
Y por todo lo que sabe, su hijo fue matado.
But he doesn't have the details.
Pero no tiene los detalles.
He's never found the body.
Nunca ha visto el cuerpo.
And so there are so many things that are unknown for him.
Hay muchas cosas que no son conocidas.
In the mind of Jacob, his son is buried in an unmarked grave.
En la mente de Jacob, su hijo está enterrado en una tumba.
He's lived for years and years with lack of finality.
Ha vivido por años y años sin terminar.
In the process of time, his wife would bear another child for him.
En el proceso del tiempo, su esposa le dio otro bebé.
And then tragically, in childbirth, she would die.
Y trágicamente en dar a luz se murió.
So this is a man that has some experiences.
Este es un hombre que tiene muchas experiencias.
He has some pain and some loss in his life.
Tiene dolores y pérdidas que ha pasado.
He's lived long enough to feel the steely grip of sorrow and loss and even death.
Ha vivido el tiempo suficiente para sentir la muerte.
The idealism of his youth is gone.
Ya los ideas de la juventud ya se han acabado.
The bright-eyed enthusiasm of his youth has been replaced with sobriety.
El entusiasmo de la juventud ya se acabó.
Because a lot of things in his life have not gone his way.
Porque muchas cosas en la vida no sucedieron como él quería.
He's had some victories.
Ha tenido victorias.
But life has marked him in ways that leave scars.
Pero la vida lo marcó en manera que dejó cicatriz.
Some of those scars are visible.
Y algunas cicatrices son visibles.
And some of them are invisible.
Y algunos son invisibles.
The strength and the vigor of his younger days has slipped away.
La fortaleza de su juventud ya se le acabó.
And it has left behind the look of wisdom and knowing on the face of this old man.
Y dejó en su rostro la vista de la sabiduría.
There are some things in his life that have never been resolved.
Hay cosas en su vida que nunca fueron resueltos.
Some questions that have never been answered.
Preguntas que no tenían respuestas.
Life has a way of doing that.
La vida tiene manera de hacer eso.
Of creating circumstances for us.
De crear circunstancias para nosotros.
Where we don't have complete clarity.
Donde no tenemos claridad.
And complete understanding.
Y entendimiento completo.
Jacob can remember sitting by the fireside with Joseph and Rachel.
Jacob se acuerda estado al lado del fuego.
Listening to his son tell him about the dreams that came into his life.
Escuchando a José contando los sueños que contó, que miró él.
Him standing in the field with his brethren.
Estando él parado en el campo con sus hermanos.
And his sheep standing tall in the face of his brother's sheep.
Y en su sueño él estando arriba de sus hermanos.
He remembers hearing the story from Joseph of the sun and moon and the stars worshiping before him.
Se acuerda haber escuchado la historia de la estrella, la luna y el sol adorándolo a él.
And he remembers his calculated response.
Y se acuerda la respuesta que le dio a su hijo.
Shall your mother and I also bow down before you?
¿Acaso tus padres también nos arrodillarán?
He remembers the flicker of wonder that burned in his heart for years about these things.
Se acuerda la chispa en su corazón que ardía en su vida.
Until suddenly, with the rush of hoofs.
Pero con la movida.
The report came blowing into his life.
Vino el reporte a su vida.
The evidence of a bloody coat.
La evidencia de un saco sangriento.
And the flame of wonder began to fade in his mind.
Y la chispa de la maravilla se estaba acabando.
He's not young anymore.
Ya no es joven.
He's a much older man now.
Es un hombre muy viejo.
There is the shell of the man that he used to be.
Ya no más queda el cáscaro del hombre.
He can remember days gone by.
Se acuerda días que han pasado.
He still walks with a limp.
Aún camina ringando.
He still walks with the marks of a man touched by God.
Aún camina con la marca de Dios.
But I believe that even the voice of God at this season in his life.
Pero yo creo que también la voz de Dios en esta temporada.
Is a distant memory.
Es una memoria distante.
As he waits for God to answer questions.
Cuando Dios se acuerda a Dios que responde.
That up to this point he has never heard the answer to.
Que hasta este punto ya no había escuchado.
This is not a naive man.
Esto no es un hombre necio.
This is not a shallow man.
Esto no es un hombre vacío.
This is a man who has felt the weight of experience press itself upon him.
Este es un hombre que ha sentido la experiencia en presión.
He's a veteran of life and experience.
Es un veterano de la vida y experiencia.
This is a person who has lived for God for many years.
Es una persona que ha servido a Dios por mucho tiempo.
And in the process of time, even in the natural, the pangs of hunger come.
Y en el proceso del tiempo natural viene el hambre.
He's the blessed one of God.
Es el bendito de Dios.
He's the one destined of God.
Es el destinado por Dios.
But even the one blessed of God feels the pang of hunger and famine.
Aún el bendito de Dios siente la hambre y la sequez.
And the Bible tells us that the famine was sore in the land.
La Biblia dice que la sequía estaba grande en la tierra.
And the patriarch Jacob hears the report that there is corn in Egypt.
Y el patriarca Jacob escucha que hay maíz en Egipto.
And so he looks at his sons and he said, "Why are you guys just staring at one another?"
Y le mira a sus hermanos y le dice a sus hijos, "¿Por qué están ahí mirándose?"
There's provision in Egypt.
Hay provisión en Egipto.
Rise up.
Levántense.
Get up and go down to Egypt.
Levántense y vayan a Egipto.
And buy corn for us.
Y compren maíz.
That we may live and not die.
Que podamos vivir y no morir.
So this is a man that feels like in this season of his life.
Es un hombre que siente que en esta temporada.
The provision may not come.
La provisión tal vez no viene.
He feels like he may die and not live.
Se siente que va a morir y no vivir.
And so his sons go down into Egypt.
So sus hijos van a Egipto.
And they buy corn.
Y compran maíz.
He hears that there is corn in Egypt and he sends his sons to retrieve enough grain.
Escucha que hay maíz en Egipto y los manda.
Just to get through this season of famine in his life.
Nomás para pasar esta temporada de la vida.
And so now in the life of Jacob is this back and forth journeying from where he is to Egypt.
Ahora en la vida de Jacob hay un viaje de donde está él a Egipto.
Going to get just enough to get him through another day.
Yendo a agarrar nomás lo suficiente para otro día.
This is the blessed man.
Este es el hombre bendito.
This is the man that God has looked favorably upon.
Este es el hombre que ha tenido favor en los ojos de Dios.
And you know the conflict from the story.
Sabes el conflicto de la historia.
The back and forth between the sons of Jacob and this Egyptian overseer.
Los viajes entre los hijos de él y con Egipto.
The demand for them to leave their younger brother behind.
La demanda para dejar el hijo más joven allá.
This situation is dire in the life of Jacob.
Esta situación es muy pesada en la vida de Jacob.
This overseer demands that they send the brother back to him.
Este hombre que está gobernando demanda que manden el hijo.
And so now the patriarch is caught between a rock and a hard place.
Ahora el patriarca está en medio de dos decisiones difíciles.
Do I get enough corn to make it through another day?
Agarro poquito maíz para pasar otro día.
Or do we just sit here and die?
O nos quedamos aquí para morir.
Do we go through the season of loss and famine?
Pasamos por la pérdida y el sequía.
And just die the slow death of starvation.
Y nos moremos poco por hambre.
But the famine got so sore.
Pero la sequía se puso tan
that in the process of time,
que en el proceso del tiempo,
they had eaten up all the corn.
Se acabaron todo el maíz.
They had eaten up all the provision of God.
Se acabaron toda la provisión.
And the father says, "Go and buy food."
Y el padre dice, "Vayan y compren comida."
And Judah tells his dad, he said, "This man said unto us."
Y Judá le dice a su papá, este hombre nos dijo,
"You shall not see my face except your brother be with you."
No verán mi rostro si no está tu hermano contigo.
If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy food.
Si mandas a tu hermano a tu hijo, nosotros vamos.
But if you don't send him, we will not go down.
Pero si no lo mandas, no vamos a ir.
For the man told us, "You shall not see my face except your brother be with you."
Porque el hombre dijo, si no está Benjamín con nosotros, no va a haber.
And Israel is so filled with angst.
Israel está lleno de ansiedad.
He is wrestling with this situation.
Está luchando con esta situación.
Because he's at a place in his life.
Porque tiene un punto en la vida.
Where everything that he values the most.
Donde todo lo que tiene valor en su vida.
Seems to have been taken from him.
Siente que fue robado de él.
And Judah said unto Israel, his father,
y le dice a su padre,
send the lad with me.
Le dice Judá, manda tu hijo conmigo.
And we will arise and go.
Y nos levantaremos e iremos.
That we may live and not die.
Para que podamos vivir y no morir.
Both we and thou and also our little ones.
Nosotros y nuestros hijos.
He said, I will be surety for my brother.
Yo voy a ser seguridad por mi hermano.
Of my hand shalt thou require him.
De mi mano requeriré.
If I don't bring him back to you,
si no lo traigo para
and set him before you,
y lo pongo ante ti.
Let me blame the blame forever. Let me bear the blame forever.
Déjame llevar la culpa para siempre.
And you know the story.
Y saben la historia.
Joseph blames his brothers.
José le echa la culpa a sus
he
hermanos.
Deceives them.
Él los engaña.
And he forces Benjamin to become a slave.
Y él hace que Judá se haga un esclavo, Benjamín.
And Judah caught in this incredibly difficult circumstance.
Y Judá atado en esta circunstancia muy difícil.
He stands up in front of, he doesn't even know the man is his brother.
Se para ante de este hermano, de este guy, este gobernador.
But he tells him, please let me stand in my brother's place.
Y le dice, por favor, déjame quedarme aquí.
I will be surety for my brother.
Yo voy a ponerme en lugar por mi hermano.
Take me instead.
Tómame a mí mejor.
And in that moment of humility and self-sacrifice,
y en ese momento de humildad,
Joseph can stand it no longer.
José ya no lo puede aguantar.
He reveals himself to his brethren.
Él se revela a sus hermanos.
The lesson has finally been learned.
La lección la aprendieron.
Joseph tells his brethren.
José le dice a sus hermanos.
He said, "Haste ye and go up to my father."
Dice, apúrense.
And say unto him,
y díganle a mi papá,
thus said thy son Joseph,
dice tu hijo José,
God has made me Lord over all of Egypt.
Dios me ha hecho señor sobre todo Egipto.
Come down unto me and tarry not.
Vengan acá unto yo.
And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen.
Y van a habitar en la tierra de Goshen.
And thou shalt be near unto me.
Y van a estar cercanos a mí.
Thou and thy children and thy children's children.
Ustedes y sus hijos de sus hijos.
And thy flocks and thy herds and all that you have.
Y sus rebaños y sus animales y todo lo que tienen.
And I will nourish you.
Y yo los voy a nutrir.
For there are 5 years of famine still.
Porque hay 5 años de sequía todavía.
Lest thou and thy household and all that you have come to poverty.
Más que tú y todo lo que tienes se acabe.
And behold, your eyes shall see in the eyes of my brother Benjamin.
Ahora tus ojos van a ver.
That it is my mouth that speaketh unto you.
Que es mi boca que habla a ti.
And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt.
Y contarán a mi padre de toda la gloria.
And everything that you have seen.
Y todo lo que han visto.
And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither.
Y se van a ir con prisa y van a traer al papá.
And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck.
Y se abrazó de Benjamín.
And Benjamin wept upon his neck.
Y Benjamín lloró con él.
Moreover, he kissed all his brethren.
Y él besó a todos sus hermanos.
And wept upon them.
Y lloró con ellos.
And after that, his brethren talked with him.
Y después de eso platicaron.
Now the sons of Jacob are going to go back to this lonely patriarch.
Ahora los hijos de Jacob van a ir para atrás a José.
The journey is going to be bittersweet for them.
El viaje va a ser amargo.
Because they know that they're going to tell their father that Joseph is in fact not dead, but he's alive.
Porque saben que le van a contar a su papá que José está vivo.
They know what they did not know before.
Ellos saben lo que no sabían antes.
That losing Joseph would slowly steal the life and hope from their father.
Que perdiendo a José iba a robar la esperanza de su papá.
They know that in the process of time that he would become a shell of a man.
Saben que en el proceso del tiempo se iba a acabar.
But also they are aware of how this is going to sound to their daddy.
Pero están conscientes de cómo se va a escuchar a sus papás.
They know that there's the possibility that this is going to be their death sentence.
Ellos saben que hay la posibilidad que los van a matar.
That they're going to go back and tell their daddy that we betrayed our brother.
Que van a contarle al papá que traicionamos a nuestro hermano.
They're going to go back and tell their daddy that we betrayed you.
Le van a decir que te traicionamos.
They are going back to tell their father that Joseph is in fact alive.
Le van a decir a su papá que José está vivo.
And so they go back to their daddy and they begin to tell him that Joseph is not dead.
So regresan para atrás y le dicen que José no está vivo.
But
está
he's
muerto.
A great man in Egypt.
Pero es un gran hombre en Egipto.
They begin to tell their father of the exploits of Joseph.
Le cuentan a su papá todos los logros que él tuvo.
But the Bible tells us that Jacob is so unconvinced.
Pero la Biblia dice que Jacob no estaba.
He has grieved to such a great degree
él ha estado de luto de tanto
that he cannot believe their report.
Que no puede creer las buenas noticias.
Several of them run ahead and they say, "Father, Father, Joseph is alive."
Muchos se van adelante y dicen, José, José está vivo.
But his heart faints.
Pero su corazón se desmaya.
Because sometimes it is easier for you to believe the negative report.
Porque a veces es más fácil creer lo negativo.
Than for you to believe the report of the Lord.
Para creer el reporte del Señor.
It was easier to let Joseph remain buried in an unknown grave.
Era más fácil que José quedara enterrado.
Than to allow your faith to be resurrected again.
Que permitas que tu fe se levante de nuevo.
That there are some details to the story you didn't know. That when you were questioning God and not getting the answer,
cuando estabas dándole preguntas a Dios y no
that God had a trick up his sleeve,
pero Dios estaba listo.
That God had some good things coming back
Dios
to
tenía
you.
Buenas noticias viniendo a él.
He couldn't believe the report of his son.
No podía creer el reporte de sus
he
hijos.
Could not believe a faith-filled report.
No podía creer con fe.
But the Bible tells us that he could hear the sound of the wagons coming.
Pero la Biblia dice que podía escuchar las carretas
he could
venir.
Hear the screeching of the wagon wheels.
Podía escuchar el sonido de las
he
ruedas.
Could hear the sound of the oxen pulling carts.
Podía escuchar el sonido de las vacas.
And the carts were laden heavy with the blessings of Egypt.
Y las carretas estaban llenas.
He could smell the smells of spices.
Podía oler las especies.
And sugar and gifts coming from his son.
Y azúcar y regalos de su hijo.
And food for the journey.
Y comida para el viaje.
He saw the gifts that came to him from Joseph.
Él miró los dones que vinieron de
he
su papá.
Saw the provision coming from God.
Miró la provisión viniendo de Dios.
He saw the blessings of God that were decades in preparing.
Miró las bendiciones que estaban preparándose.
He couldn't believe the report of his sons.
No podía creer el reporte de sus hijos.
But all of a sudden he saw the blessings of God coming into his life.
Pero de repente miró las bendiciones en su vida.
And he stood up and said,
y se puso de pie y dijo,
it is enough.
Es suficiente.
I see what God has done.
Veo lo que has hecho Dios.
I see the blessings of God.
Veo la bendición de Dios.
I see the provision of God.
Veo la provisión de Dios.
And what my ear could not believe.
Y lo que mi oído no podía
by
creer,
the report of my sons.
Por el reporte de mis hijos.
My eyes have finally seen.
Mis ojos han visto.
What God was preparing all along.
Lo que Dios estaba preparando.
Praise God. He saw the blessing of God.
Él miró la bendición de Dios.
He saw the provision.
Miró la provisión.
Praise God. And he says it is enough.
Y dijo es suficiente.
Something in that season of famine.
Algo en esa temporada de sequía.
In that season of emptiness.
En esa temporada de vacío.
I'm not going to be the guy today.
No voy a ser el hombre.
To tell you don't weep.
Que te diga no llores.
Don't cry.
No, no llores.
Don't lament.
No te des de luto.
Don't be sad.
No te estés triste.
Because I've lived long enough to see that some seasons are going to come to your life.
Porque he vivido lo suficiente que vienen las temporadas.
That are going to force the tears to run down your face.
Que van a causar que tengas lágrimas.
You're going to have seasons of weeping.
Vas a tener temporadas donde lloras.
As a matter of fact, Scripture says there's a time to weep.
La escritura dice hay tiempo para llorar.
And God doesn't despise your season of weeping.
Y Dios no menosprecia tu temporada.
God does not condemn your season of frustration.
Él no condena tu frustración.
As a matter of fact, God pays careful attention.
Dios pone mucha atención.
God is watching you.
Dios te está mirando.
He is not just watching you when you weep.
No solo te mira cuando lloras.
But he's watching as the tears flow down your face.
Pero te mira cuando las lágrimas caen.
And one of the writers said he caught my tears in his bottle.
Y uno de los autores dice lo agarró en una botella.
God knows what you weep in secret about.
Dios sabe lo que lloras en secreto.
God knows, mama, your frustration.
Dios sabe, madre, tu frustración.
God understands your season of famine.
Dios entiende la temporada en la que estás.
He's paying careful attention.
Él está poniendo mucha atención.
As a matter of fact, he doesn't just catch your tears.
Él no solamente atrapa tus lágrimas.
But the psalmist says that he writes your tears in his book.
El salmista dice que escribe tus lágrimas en un libro.
That means that every tear that I have ever shed.
Quiere decir que cada lágrima que he derramado.
God has caught those tears.
Dios ha atrapado.
It's okay to go through a season of weeping.
Está bien llorar por una temporada.
It's okay to go through a season of disappointment.
Está bien tener decepción.
It's okay to go through a season of famine.
Está bien que pases por sequía.
It's okay to go through a season of loss.
Está bien que pases por pérdidas.
I'm here to tell somebody
te vengo a decir a alguien
that God will ordain a season
que
of
Dios
loss.
Va a ordenar una temporada
God
pérdida.
Will ordain a season of disappointment.
Dios va a ordenar una temporada de decepción.
God will appoint
Dios va a apuntar
a season of weeping.
Una temporada de lágrimas.
He'll let it happen.
Él va a dejar que suceda.
I'm preaching to some people tonight that you're frustrated.
Le estoy predicando a unos que están frustrados.
About what has not happened yet.
De lo que no ha sucedido todavía.
I'm telling you, you're in good company.
Estás en buena compañía.
Because there are people that were listed in Hebrews chapter 11.
Porque hay personas en Hebreos 11.
That are the faithful men and women of God.
Que son los hombres fieles de Dios.
Who went through famine.
Que fueron pasaron por
and disappointment.
Y decepción.
And discouragement.
Y decepción.
They went down to the graveyard.
Fueron a las tumbas.
They had questions that never got answered.
Tenían preguntas que no agarraron
in their respuesta. Season of loss and disappointment.
En su temporada de pérdida.
And I'm here to tell you that God will allow a season of disappointment.
Dios permite una
that God will appoint a season of disappointment.
Dios apunta a una temporada de decepción.
Can I tell you further?
Te digo más adelante.
That it's okay.
Que está bien.
To come to the house of God.
Que vengas a la casa de Dios.
And in pre-service prayer.
Y en oración.
Come to the front.
Venir al frente.
And cry.
Y llorar.
It's okay to pour out your petition to God.
Está bien darle petición a Dios.
If Sister Hannah were here today,
si la hermana Ana estuviera aquí,
she would tell you
ella te dijera
that there are some seasons of your life
que hay temporadas en tu vida
that don't make sense to you.
Que no tiene mucho sentido.
And the only thing you know to do
y lo único que sabes
is to make your way to the house of God
es llegar a la casa
and
de Dios
come down to the altar,
y venir al altar
and cry out to God
y clamar a Dios
until everybody around you thinks you're drunk
hasta
and
que
mad.
Todos piensan que estás borracha.
It's all right.
Está bien.
It's okay to go through a season of famine and loss.
Está bien pasar por una temporada de sequía.
Because God will appoint those seasons.
Porque Dios apunta esas temporadas.
But the patriarch,
pero el patriarca,
has spent a long season of his life.
Tomó una temporada larga.
With unanswered questions.
Con preguntas sin respuesta.
And now the blessings are flowing into his life.
Ahora las bendiciones vienen a su vida.
He can see the camels and the carts.
Puede mirar los camellos y los carros.
And they're laden down with blessings.
Y están llenos de bendiciones.
And something in his spirit.
Y algo en su espíritu.
Tells him.
Le dice a él.
It's a flicker.
Es una luz.
It's. You know there are seasons of your life where the flame's not that bold.
Hay temporadas donde la luz no está tan brillante.
It's a buried hope.
Es una esperanza enterrada.
It's the light that lights every man that enters into the world.
Es la luz que está en todo hombre.
I'm telling you, sometimes you come to church
a veces vienes a la iglesia,
and you're surrounded by people who are shouting
y estás rodeados con gente que está gritando,
and you don't feel a shout in your spirit
y no sientes gritar en tu espíritu,
and you are broken on the inside
y estás quebrado adentro.
And you are hurting on the inside.
Estás lastimado adentro.
And you're saying, God, if it be so, why am I thus?
Y dices, Dios, si es así, ¿por qué estoy así?
Sometimes God will appoint a season like that.
A veces Dios apunta temporadas así.
Some things were lost in Jacob's life.
Unas cosas fueron perdidas.
That were never going to come back.
Que nunca iban a regresar.
But in that moment, in Jacob's life,
en ese momento en la vida de Jacob,
he realizes that the promise is not dead.
Se da cuenta que la promesa no está muerta.
But it's just asleep.
Pero está dormida.
The promise wasn't dead all along.
La promesa no estaba muerta.
The girl was not dead, Brother Warren.
La mujer no estaba muerta.
She was just asleep.
Estaba dormida.
The hope was not dead.
La esperanza no estaba muerta.
It was just sleeping.
Estaba durmiendo.
The grain of corn was not dead.
El maíz no estaba muerto.
It was just asleep.
Estaba dormido.
I'm preaching to somebody tonight.
Lo estoy predicando en esta noche.
That the thing that God promised you.
Que lo que Dios te prometió.
You think it's dead.
Piensas que está muerto.
You think it's hopeless.
Piensas que no hay esperanza.
You think it's lifeless.
Piensas que no tiene
you
vida.
You think it's never going to happen.
Piensas que nunca va a pasar.
But God sent me here to tell you.
Pero Dios te mandó decir.
That a season's on its way.
Que una temporada viene.
Where God's going to reinvigorate.
Donde Dios va a llenar.
The hope.
El esperanza.
And the promise.
Y la promesa.
And the flame.
Y la luz.
It's okay. It's all right. The promise was just sleeping in Egypt.
La promesa estaba dormida en Egipto.
He lost Rachel.
Se perdió a Raquel.
He lost his love.
Perdió a su amor.
He lost Joseph.
Perdió a José.
And here's the deal.
Y este es el trato.
He got him back.
Lo agarró para atrás.
But there were years of conversation that would never be recaptured.
Pero habían años de conversación que no podía tener para atrás.
There were years of relationship that could never be regathered.
Años de relación que no podía agarrar para atrás.
There were years of loss and pain and angst.
Años de pérdida y ansiedad.
That he endured.
Que él pasó.
That nothing in life was going to bring back to him.
Que nada en la vida lo iba a traer para atrás.
Can I tell you?
Te puedo decir.
That God will allow.
Que Dios va a permitir.
A point.
Un punto.
Ordain.
Ordenado.
A season where some things are lost, you'll never get back.
Una temporada donde está perdida que nunca vas a agarrar para atrás.
But I'm here to tell you that he's a faithful God.
Pero te digo que Dios es fiel.
You listen, you are not going to lose a single thing.
Tú no vas a perder ni una cosa.
In living for God.
En servir a Dios.
And trusting God.
Y confiando en Dios.
And believing in God.
Y creyendo en Dios.
That God won't pay you back.
Que Dios no te paga para atrás.
In the life to come.
En la vida para venir.
And in this life.
Y en esta vida.
You won't lose anything.
No vas a perder nada.
That God won't pay back.
Que Dios no paga para atrás.
He missed his childhood.
Perdió su juventud.
He missed the conversations around the dinner table.
Perdió las conversaciones en la mesa.
Some things life will never give you back.
Unas cosas la vida no te dará para atrás.
Some things happen to people.
Hay cosas que pasan a gente.
That mar you.
Que los lastiman.
In a way.
Que los dan cicatrices.
You can't get it back.
De manera que no lo puedes recibir para atrás.
There are broken people in this house tonight.
Hay personas quebradas aquí.
There are people here tonight that, and I know you say, well, that you're pastor, you've been around here for a long time.
Dice, pastor, has estado aquí por mucho tiempo.
I'm telling you, there are people here that nobody knows the details.
Hay personas aquí que nadie sabe los detalles.
But you and God.
Pero solo tú y Dios.
And you're holding on to pain.
Y estás agarrado a ese dolor.
Because somebody offered you a drug at a young age before you were old enough to understand the consequences.
Porque alguien te ofreció una droga cuando estabas joven.
And you've been wrestling with a drug addiction for years.
Y has estado luchando con esa adicción.
And you say, I'm trying to live for God.
Y dices, quiero servir a Dios.
But I'm struggling.
Pero estoy sufriendo.
And I'll never get the years back.
Y nunca regresar los
años. I'm here to tell you that you serve a faithful God.
Tú sirves a un Dios fiel.
I know you lost some things you'll never get back.
Yo sé que perdiste cosas que no.
But I'm here to tell you that God wants to pay you back.
Pero Dios te quiere pagar para atrás.
For what you lost in
por
your
lo que
life.
Perdiste en tu vida.
That this is not the end of the story.
Esto no es el final de la historia.
That God is a God of restoration.
Dios es un Dios de restauración.
And you come to church.
Y vienes a la iglesia.
And you think, well,
y piensas,
these are all perfect people.
Estas son personas perfectas.
These are all people who can worship no matter what's happening.
Son personas que pueden adorar en todo tiempo.
But I walk every day with a limp.
Pero yo camino riendo.
That preacher boy will never understand.
Que ese predicador nunca va a entender.
Yeah, I know. I know you walk with a limp.
Yo sé que caminas así.
I've sat with drug addicts.
Yo me he sentado con adictos.
Who, no fault of their own.
Que no culpa de ellos.
It wasn't their evil works.
No eran sus obras malvadas.
It was an abusive adult.
Era un adulto abusivo
that put something in their hand
que puso algo en sus manos
before they were old enough to understand how far-reaching the consequences were going to be.
Antes que entendían las consecuencias de eso.
And they limp into the house of God.
Y tan riesgos en la casa de Dios.
And they say, "You don't understand."
Y dicen, "No entiendes."
God sent me here to tell you He understands.
Dios me mandó para decirte Él entiende.
He knows where you are.
Él sabe dónde estás.
He knows what you're struggling with.
Él sabe lo que batallas.
He knows what happened to you as a child.
Él sabe lo que pasó en tu juventud.
He knows the things that you lost and you can never recapture.
Sabe lo que perdiste que no puedes agarrar para atrás.
But I'm here to tell you that the church is a place for sick people.
Pero te digo, la iglesia es para los enfermos.
And the church is a place for abused people.
La iglesia es para los abusados.
And the church is a place for broken people.
La iglesia es el lugar para las personas
quebradas. And the church is a place for weak people.
Y la iglesia son para los débiles.
And the church is a place for people that are struggling.
Y la iglesia son para los que están
just
batallando.
To encourage yourself.
Para animarte a ti.
And I'm here to tell you.
Y te vengo a decir.
That we'll worship with you.
Que adoraremos contigo.
When you don't have the strength to worship
cuando no
for yourself.
Tienes las fuerzas para adorar.
We'll pray with you.
Vamos a orar contigo.
When you don't have the strength to pray for yourself.
Cuando no tienes la fuerza a orar por ti mismo.
We will weep with you.
Y vamos a llorar contigo.
When the tears flow in the presence of God.
Cuando las lágrimas caen en la presencia de Dios.
It's never going to come back. Brother Sam, Lindsay, y'all come.
Nunca va a regresar para atrás.
Sons of Jacob are going to go and live in Goshen.
Los hijos de Jacob se van a mover a Egipto.
The Israelites will multiply exceedingly in Egypt.
Los israelitas se van a multiplicar.
Joseph is a great man in Egypt.
José es gran hombre en Egipto.
And now Jacob can die in peace.
Y ahora Jacob se puede morir en paz.
Joseph comes to bring his sons.
José viene a traer sus hijos.
Ephraim and Manasseh.
Efraín y Manasseh.
To appear before their grandfather Jacob, the patriarch in Israel.
Para aparecer ante su abuelo.
Manasseh was the firstborn.
Manasseh era el primer nacido.
Manasseh meant God hath caused me to forget.
Manasseh significa Dios me ha causado olvidar.
God hath caused me to forget all of my toil.
Dios causó que se me olvidara mi sufrimiento.
Everything that I had to suffer to get here.
Todo lo que tenía que sufrir.
Everything that I had to go through to get to the house of God.
Todo lo que tenía que pasar para llegar a la casa de Dios.
The abuse, the dysfunction.
El abuso, la disfunción.
Manasseh means God hath caused me to forget.
Manasseh significa que Dios causó que me olvidara.
And so Manasseh comes before the patriarch.
So Manasseh viene ante el patriarco.
Ephraim means.
Efraín significa.
God has blessed me.
Dios me ha bendecido.
In the land of my affliction.
En la tierra de mi aflicción.
Manasseh is the firstborn.
Manasseh es el primogénito.
Ephraim is the secondborn.
Efraín es el segundo.
And the patriarch, he's blind.
Y el patriarca está ciego.
He's old.
Está viejo.
Now this prophetic moment.
Ahora este momento profético.
This man born for a season.
Este hombre nacido por temporada.
Is bringing his sons before the patriarch.
Está trayendo sus hijos ante el patriarca.
And he takes Manasseh with his left hand.
Y toma Manasseh con su izquierda.
Come and help me.
Vengan y ayúdame.
Caleb, Ben, stand up on the platform. He brings his sons before the patriarch.
Él viene y trae sus hijos ante el patriarco.
Ben, you're going to be the patriarch. Stand here. And he takes Manasseh.
Y toma Manasseh.
You be Manasseh. You be Ephraim. You're the oldest. The patriarch sitting there, he's blind.
Y toma Manasseh, el patriarca está ahí ciego.
And he takes Manasseh in his left hand.
Y toma Manasseh en su mano izquierda.
And Ephraim in his right hand.
Y Efraín a su mano derecha.
And he goes before his father.
Y está ante su papá.
And he gives each to his father.
Y le da cada uno a su papá.
And now his sons are going before the patriarch to be blessed.
Ahora vienen a recibir la bendición del patriarca.
Manasseh is the one whose name means God hath caused me to forget all of my toil.
Manasseh es el que significa que Dios ha causado que se me olvidara.
All of my father's house.
Todo mi sufrimiento.
Everything I went through.
Todo lo que yo he pasado.
And he's delivered to the patriarch. He's delivered into his right hand.
Y lo entregó en la mano derecha del patriarca.
What the right hand means is it means power.
Lo que significa la derecha es el poder.
It means authority and might.
Es autoridad y poder.
He's delivering Manasseh.
Está entregando a Manasseh.
To the right hand of the patriarch.
Al lugar derecho del patriarca.
Because he's the firstborn.
Porque es el primogénito.
And he's been named God hath caused me to forget.
Y fue nombrado Dios se me causó que me olvidara.
And the younger Ephraim.
Y el más joven Efraín.
His name means God hath made me fruitful.
Dios me ha hecho que dé fruto.
Not after my affliction.
No después de mi aflicción.
But God caused me to produce.
Pero Dios causó que produciera.
In the middle of my affliction.
En medio de mi aflicción.
He says, bless them.
Él dice, bendícelos.
And Jacob.
Y Jacob.
Takes his right hand.
Toma la mano derecha.
And he lays it on Ephraim's head.
Y la pone en la cabeza de Efraín.
And he takes his left hand.
Y pone su izquierda.
And he lays it on Manasseh's head.
Y la pone en Manasseh.
And he begins to bless these boys.
Y empieza a bendecir a los hijos.
Joseph had it backwards.
José lo tenía al revés.
He went through a lot.
Él pasó por mucho.
To get to where he was.
Para llegar a donde estaba.
But he's talking to an elder.
Pero está hablando con un anciano.
That's going to bless these sons.
Que va a bendecir a estos hijos.
And he begins to bless.
Y empieza a bendecir.
With his right hand.
Con su mano derecha.
The idea that God has made me fruitful.
La idea que Dios me dio
fruto. In the middle of my affliction.
En medio de mi aflicción.
And with his left hand.
Y con su mano izquierda.
He says, God hath made me forget.
Dios me ha hecho olvidar.
And you know what the revelation is?
¿Sabes cuál es la revelación?
The revelation is this.
La revelación es esta.
That your power.
Que tu poder.
Doesn't come from.
No viene.
The fact that you forgot.
Del hecho que se te olvidó.
The fact that it got easier.
El hecho que se hizo más fácil.
The fact that it got better.
El hecho que se mejoró.
Your power comes
tu
from.
Poder viene.
Your ability to go through affliction.
Tu habilidad de pasar por
and
aflicción.
Allow God to take your affliction.
Y permitir que tome
and
esa aflicción.
Cause it to make you fruitful.
Y causar que dé fruto.
He said, understand something,
dice,
Joseph.
Entiende algo, José.
What produced in your life
lo que produjo en tu vida
is all the hell you went through
es el infierno que
to
pasaste
get where you are today.
Para llegar donde estás ahorita.
The devil would try to convince you that the cancer,
el diablo quiere convencerte que el cáncer
was God forgetting about you.
Era que Dios se olvidó de ti.
That what you went through
lo que pasaste
was God abandoning you.
Es Dios que te abandonó.
But what comes first is the affliction.
Pero lo que viene primero es la aflicción.
What comes first is the trial.
Lo que viene primero es la prueba.
And then fruitfulness.
Y luego el dar fruto.
And then God makes me to forget.
Y luego Dios hace que me olvide.
God causes me to forget.
Dios causa que me olvide.
What that means is I'm going to be faithful to him.
Lo que significa es que yo voy a ser fiel.
In the land of my affliction.
En la tierra de mi aflicción.
In my adversity.
En mi adversidad.
In my difficulty.
En mi dificultad.
Because my faithfulness to God in the difficulty.
Porque mi fe en la dificultad.
Is what's going to produce the fruit in my life.
Es lo que va a producir el fruto.
And in the process of time.
Y en el proceso del tiempo.
What I'm going through.
Lo que estoy pasando.
And what God produces in my life,
y lo que Dios produce en mi vida,
is going to cause me to forget.
Va a causar que me olvide.
Everything I went through to get here.
Todo lo que pasé para llegar aquí.
I'm telling you, God can do it.
Te digo, Dios lo puede hacer.
God can take you through some stuff.
Dios te puede pasar por cosas.
That you get onto the other side.
Que llegas al otro lado.
I'm talking to some husbands and wives today.
Estoy hablando de esposos y esposas.
The devil wants to convince you that those problems you've had in your marriage,
el diablo te quiere convencer que esos problemas,
are going to destroy you.
Te van a destruir.
But I'm here to tell you that God can produce some things.
Dios puede producir unas cosas.
In that affliction.
En esa aflicción.
In that adversity.
En esa adversidad.
That caused you to be fruitful.
Que te da fruto.
In the land of the affliction.
En la tierra de la aflicción.
I'm here to tell a family right now.
Le vengo a decir una familia.
Don't give up.
No te rindas.
Don't give up yet.
No te rindas.
God can bless that affliction.
Dios puede vender esa aflicción.
And cause you to be fruitful.
Y te causa que des fruto.
Praise God. You guys can sit down. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is talking to some people tonight.
El Espíritu Santo está hablando.
You've gone through famine.
Pasaste por sequía.
You've gone through loss.
Pasaste por pérdida.
You've gone through adversity.
Pasaste por adversidad.
You've gone through difficulty.
Pasaste por dificultad.
God wants you to know.
Dios quiere que sepas.
Every single tear.
Cada lágrima.
The tears that you are ashamed to cry in front of your friends.
Las lágrimas que tienes vergüenza llorar.
What's happening in your life that nobody knows about.
Lo que está pasando en tu vida que nadie sabe.
He's catching your tears.
Él está atrapando tus lágrimas.
He has them in his container.
Él los tiene en su contenedor.
He has them in his bottle.
Él los tiene en su botella.
God has a reservoir for your pain.
Dios tiene un reservoir para tu dolor.
God has a container for your difficulty.
Dios tiene contenedor para tu dificultad.
And God's going to take you through it.
Y Dios te va a llevar por eso.
God's going to allow you to be fruitful in the land of your adversity.
Permitir que des fruto en esa adversidad.
You say there's some things that have happened in my life that are unfair.
Hay cosas que no son justas.
And I'm here to tell you that God's going to walk you through what was unfair.
Que Dios te va a llevar por
that
eso.
God can begin to put the pieces of your life back together.
Dios va a poner esas piezas para atrás.
You say I've got a broken heart today.
Dices, tienes corazón quebrado.
I'm going to tell you that God specializes in broken things.
Te digo, Dios es especial con
that
corazones
God
quebrados.
Has the ability,
Dios tiene la habilidad,
to take the pieces of a broken life,
de tomar las piezas de una
and
vida
begin
quebrada,
to put them back together
y ponerlas
again.
Para atrás de nuevo.
God is not finished with
Dios
you.
No ha terminado.
God knows right where you are.
Dios sabe exactamente dónde estás.
Come on, let's all stand today.
Pónganse de pie.
Why don't we lift our hands to heaven right now?
Levanten sus manos al cielo.
The Holy Ghost is talking to people.
El Espíritu está hablando ahorita.
The Spirit of God is in this house
today. El Espíritu
today.
De Dios está en esta casa.
Come on, as the praise singers begin to come.
Mientras el coro viene.
As the musicians begin to play.
Mientras los músicos empiezan a tocar.
If I've been preaching to you, if the Holy Ghost has been talking to you,
si has sentido la presencia
this
de Dios,
altar is open tonight.
Este altar está abierto.
If you need to come and do business with God,
si tienes que hablar con Dios,
if you need to come and allow the Holy Ghost to do the work of restoration,
si tienes que dejar que Dios te restaure.
Bring your brokenness tonight.
Trae tu quebrantamiento.
Bring your pain tonight.
Trae tu dolor.
Bring your shattered dreams tonight.
Trae tus sueños quebrados.
Come on, I know it may feel like famine.
Yo sé que se siente como sequía.
I know you may feel empty.
Yo sé que te sientes vacío.
I know your life may be hand to mouth
yo
right
sé que tal vez es mano.
But I'm telling you, there's a God that knows right where you are.
Pero hay un Dios que sabe exactamente dónde estás.
En el nombre de Jesús. Come on, why don't you link up with somebody if you're still in the pew?
Júntese con alguien.
Link up with somebody in the Holy Ghost.
Júntese con alguien en el Espíritu.
You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place at your feet with the one who has conquered it all. Heavenly blessed.
that heals broken things.
Un Dios que sana lo quebrado.
He's a God that wipes the stain away.
Es un Dios que sana la herida.
Come on, God wants to remove a stigma here.
Él quiere remover lo que duele.
Come on, a scar in your mind.
Una cicatriz en tu mente.
You crown me with your confidence. In the heavenly place.
Esa montaña.
Somebody needs to speak to that memory.
Alguien hable de esa memoria. Siente una victoria en el Espíritu Santo.
I feel a mountain coming down in the Holy Ghost.
Una montaña quebrándose.
Come on, walls are coming down. Of Jesus.
Our strong tower. He's never lost a battle. He's never lost a battle. Oh, who are you, great mountain?
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 Oh, sickness, you'll have to
go. Who are you, great mountain?
Oh, we speak the name of Jesus.
That should link up with somebody and pray in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes there's nothing to say but to make intercession.